Correct.
We have 40 minutes. Let's go, guys.
We have 40 minutes, okay? So I'll have to cut out some of the jokes that I give you. You still want to stay? Oh, okay. The parasha teaches us that Klal Yisrael went through Yamsuf and they said Shira. But not just the men. Batikach, Miriam, what did she take? A satoif. The Doro. She took the Doro. You don't know this. Is you're Moroccan. No, but you know this. Doro. Right?
No, Doro.
So she took the Doro. The question is, what's so significant that she took a Torah? So what? It's a big deal. Torah has to go and emphasize and stress that she took the Doro. No, come. No, you're going to miss, no? Afterwards. Come, you can't miss. You're not going to understand the answers. Come. Yeah?
So the one Miriam?
What? Batikach Miriam is a toy biyod. Big deal. So she took, so what? Why is that so significant? That she took this Doro, this trampoline. Okay. The Torah has to stress. So, my grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says a pshat, and it's brought down those Naim LaTorah from my grandfather, Reb Shmuel David Walken. He said like this, Kol Bisha Erva. Women are not allowed to sing. They were standing together. So how did the women sing? So either the trampoline was their song. It wasn't singing. She was playing the music. That's also part of the band, right? Or the trampoline, the Doro, the drum, out the drowned voice, out the drowned women. Out the voices of the women. That's what he wants to
there's
say.
Does not have to that they're singing together?
So then he have to go into the whole sugya singing together. And then there's another thing. By a Beis HaKvaris, when you go to a funeral, there's no problem men and ladies sitting together.
Really?
No one's thinking about this. Because nobody's thinking. It's Gemara. Even today, when you come to the what do you call that? The funeral homes. It's men and ladies. There's no mechitza or anything. And they use this heter. Because by a levaya, there's no bad thoughts anyway. There's no bad thoughts. Okay. We're not discussing Kol Bisha Erva now. We're not discussing mechitza now. We're not talking levayas now. That you'll do on your free time, that we'll discuss this. The point is, the reason why she needed the trampoline, it was to drown out the Kol Bisha Erva. Okay. So either it drowned it out, or that itself was the way of her of song, right? Through the trampoline, she was Ashir El Hashem. Okay. Which means that we have to learn that the Shira was a song, which is not even so clear either. Maybe just the words are song poem. Doesn't mean that it's singing, right?
Yeah.
Zmirot Yomeru versus Bachos Yashmiu. Yomeru, you say Zmiros. It means that it's poems, it's words, it doesn't have to be with a song. All right. But this is the reason why it's significant. And that is because of Kol Bisha Erva was needed to take care of that problem. The Alter from Kelem says a different shot. The Alter from Kelem says that the reason why the Torah makes it significant, because since she put extra effort, heart, feeling, to use this toif, it becomes a whole different action. You can have two people doing the same thing. One guy saying the words and he's singing, and the other person puts more, puts his feelings, he puts his heart into it, it's a whole different thing. That extra that she took this instrument, the Torah is trying to say it's a different type of shir. It's not like everybody else. It's something more.
So you can hear it, basically?
It's not about hearing. Again, when a person prays, you have one guy says the words, blah, 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 and there's another guy that puts more. Mm-hmm. That more means not that he prayed in Hebrew. It's a whole different prayer. It's a whole different thing. Actions are defined by how much you put into the action. You put heart, you put feeling, you put thought, you put kavana. So Miriam put more heart, feeling, kavana, and effort. So the Torah points this out to show that it makes a difference. Seemingly, it's the same thing. He said Shira and she's... No. He said Shira without this tof, without this Dora. And she said Shira with it. It's a whole different thing. And the Torah makes it a separate Shira. Ali Musa say another pshat. And that is, How did she get this instrument? How did she get this instrument? Say the Bali Musar. She, based on Rashi, she took it with her from Mitzrayim, which means she had the frame of mind and the Yishuv Hadat to say, you know, Hashem will definitely give us a miracle. I'm going to take this thing with me. You know, when they left Mitzrayim, they left Bechipazon. They left quickly. You don't even realize the scenario, what it looked like in Mitzrayim. In this, there was death, yelling and screaming. I don't think you realize. And there was a civil war. It was bombs falling officially. I mean, without the bombs. The Bechorim were killing Pari. You know that there was a war. Lamaki Mitzrayim Bechireyim. They had to stand there eating the Karm Pesach by the door with the shoes ready. You realize the frame of mind that they must have been under, the stress and the bilbul. And you want to know something? The Rambam starts the Haggadah that way. Bibihilu yatsanu mi Mitzrayim. You know, chipazon is fast. What does bibihilu really mean?
What? Sorry.
A little bit.
Confusion.
Confusion. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it doesn't mean literally, but it's that type of hastiness.
No time to think.
No time to think. Mm-hmm. And they had time to compose themselves and think and say, you know, I have to take with me a door. I have to take with me an instrument. Say, Bali Musar, Yishuv Hadat. The Noshim. You know, in general, Noshim have this, by the way. When they have to pack for a trip, a guy's wife, everything, you know, with a cheshbon.
Yes.
The guy doesn't really care the wife or anything.
It's not. It's the way women are. And the Noshim Tzidkanias had this mala. They didn't lose them. Person, and Musa speaks in great length about this, that a person needs to have, always, no matter what, under all circumstances, Yishuv Hadat. Why are you laughing?
This is so far removed from Sparta.
It is?
Far removed from what?
I want to tell you what the Mashgiach, Reb Nosson Vachvogel, used to say over from the Sfat Emes. Vayidaber Moshe el Bnei Yisrael. When the Bnei Yisrael were screaming that their Mitzrayim is coming, it's terrible, what do we do? Says the Pasuk, Vayoyim Moshe Alam, Al Tiru, Hityatzvu, Uru'u et Yeshuat Hashem. So the Mashgiach used to say over from the Sfat Emet, that here Moshe was giving him the formula of how to withstand Galut, withstand Yisurim, withstand problems that arise in a person's life. Mitzrayim is coming. So the first thing is Al Tiru.
Don't worry.
Don't be afraid. You have to have bitachon. Don't be afraid.
Afraid or worried?
What? Both. Don't be afraid and worried.
Six.
Second, Hityatzvu. You need to stand strong. Don't lose yourself. Don't decompose. Compose yourself. Hityatzvu. Brings from the Ravad in the Akdama Labali HaNefesh. The Ravad says, man needs to be in control of his emotions and not his emotions in control of himself, of him. Yeah?
Yep.
Most people, their emotions. You know, why do people have a hard time coming every day for prayer? Why do they have and the answer is because their emotions. And today I'm tired, today it's hard, today. So your emotions are in control of you. Hityatzvu is to stand strong. Hityatzvu means amud, stand. Don't lose yourself. You be in control of your emotions.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is Uru'u et Yeshuat Hashem. You have to remember Hashem will do you a miracle and give you Yeshua. These are the three elements, the three advice that Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael in times of turmoil. There's turmoil! They're screaming, voila! Don't relax. Al Tiru. Relax. Don't be afraid. Second, hityatzvu. Don't lose yourself. You have people, they lose control. Don't lose control. In Musar, this is from the most important midot. To be able to be constantly, consistently in control. I want to tell you over a beautiful Beit HaLevi, a classic Beit HaLevi. The Beit HaLevi says, when Reuven was rebuked by his father, the Birchot Yaakov, for mixing up the beds, taking the bed out of the servant of Rachel, after Rachel passes away, right? The bed went to Rachel's, and he took out and brought to his mother, right? Everybody knows the story. He lost out, unbelievable because of this. Lost all of my bomb, maybe it's a question, the Midrashim, he lost a lot. He definitely wasn't considered the head of the brothers. What does it say? Pachas kamayim al tosar. Because you were quick like water. See, ever see how water rushes? You rushed. Therefore, you're not going to be the head. You're not going to be tosar. You're not going to get more.
He rushed in his
even decision. Though it was a bechor, he did rush.
He was decision.
He was. Comes along to Beit HaLevi and says, I don't understand. Why did he give him rebuke for the sin, for actually doing it? Says the Beit HaLevi, 2 points. First of all, he might have been right. He did it for his mother's honor. He didn't do something so bad. He didn't look so bad. He did it for the kibbutz of his mother. He respected his mother. Second, he did tshuva all his life for this. All his life. It's sakavatanisa. He spent a whole, it says clearly, Vayashav Ruven al Abar. What did he come back? L'sakel tanisa, because he mixed up the bed. So he did tshuva. How much you want to scream at a guy for that? Okay, he did tshuva. His whole life he's sitting doing tshuva. And the answer is on the Aveira, he was okay. It was the haste. It was the what do we call it? The lack of that he should have been paid attention. Maybe some water. Yeah.
Non tied out action.
He was haste.
No yeshuvadat.
No, he should have went and discussed it with his father. He should have had yeshuvadat. You know.
Thought it through.
He should have thought it through.
Yeah.
People act in haste. The Mela, when you act in haste, you can't be the leader, you can't have all the malot, because you're missing. Now I want to tell you over, there's another pasuk. It says, by Yisacha chamar goyrim. Yisacha is like a donkey, carries heavy loads. Vayar menucha, he sees menucha, he sees rest, kitoiv. It's great. Vayet shichma lisbal, and he's, so therefore he's ready to carry that big yoke. Right? Now, what does it simply mean? So Sam Seifer learns, Vayar Menucha, he sees Menucha in the next world. He sees that in the next world. Gan Eden Menuchat Emetvim, right? What is it? Me'en Olam Abba. He sees Menucha. See, he's ready to carry the big yoke of this world. All the Yisurim, all the Nisyonot. Why? Because he knows Menucha like a donkey. A donkey's carrying. But he knows soon it's going to be Menucha, right? They're going to. So Vayar Menucha Ki Toiv, right? So Vayet Shichma Lizbol, he's ready to carry the yoke. My grandfather used to say over the Chavetz Chaim, it's now in all the Chavetz Chaim books, that the son of the Chavetz Chaim explained the pasuk completely different. Vayar Menucha, not in the next world, this world. Menucha, Yishuv Adat. To be serene, relaxed. To be thought out, patience, ki toiv, it's the biggest malah of all the malot. In this world, vayet shichmo lizbo, to give up everything else in this world, all the malot, everything, it's not worth it. Just, well, yeah, if I rush, I could be able to get this ruchnius, leave this ruchnius alone, work on menucha. He's ready to give up everything in this world, even the ruchniistic of things. Because menucha is the most important thing. To be in self-control, wow. Relaxed, serene. Yeah. Huh?
Content?
It's the truth is, it has many different angles.
Yeah.
But it's about menucha.
This is why it's important for a person to take a break here and there.
Okay, we'll talk. We have to talk about all this. You ready? the Chavetz Chaim said that this is the Mekar for Ben Hazmanim. Wow. Shivas, why do they take a break? Chavetz Chaim used to say it. Unbelievable, huh?
3 times?
Huh?
3 minutes,
you need time. Ayar menucha kitov. The problem is they forget about the rest of the pasuk. Vayetshich melizbol. They only know the... They stop for some reason. They fell asleep by the vayar menucha kitov. It's so relaxed, they fell asleep. They forget this. Vayetshich melizbol. You got to come back for the rest. The point being that this becomes almost the most important thing here is to have menucha, to have menucha. So let me tell you over here. Yeah. Oh, Rabbi Yeruchim. I will tell you a few Rabbi Yeruchims here. Very interesting Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim writes, Das Chachma Musar. Das Chachma Musar, he writes like this. First Chachma Musa is the Alta from Kelim. Menuchas HaNefesh Hu Klil HaMailus. Klil HaMailus. It's the most important of all other Malot is Menucha. Tachlit Kalabriya. It's the Tachlit of creation. Ve'ech lo yasim adam kol ha-malo ha-midazu. So a person should spend all his effort to achieve this Midah. Now, what does he mean it's Tachlit HaBriyah? What does that mean? Very interesting. What, the Tachlit HaBriyah is to have Menucha?
I thought it was supposed to work.
Ah, that's a great question. Rabota, huh? You hear? You know, it says that the world was almost complete. What was it missing? Ba Shabbos?
No.
Menucha, and that when the world was complete. It comes from there. You see that Menucha, without it, there's no world. The world can't. The Tachlit HaBriyah, which means the world in its perfect state, is about Menucha. We have to explain that. What? Really? Really? I thought we always understood you're supposed to work hard in life, right? And if it's not work, okay, Torah, you have to work hard. So what? Let me read you a little bit more. Yeah. The Reb Dalton von Kellum talks, davening, he says, without Menucha, without working on Menucha, how could you daven? The person's completely mivulbal. His thoughts are all over the place. You need to be able to arrange your thoughts. You need to be able to concentrate, focus. Otherwise, the guy's all over the place. He's confused. He can't pray. Rabbi Yeruchim writes, Menucha sanefesh hi klil kal hamayus. Ulehepich, Karach kala chisronis. All the chisronot are based on the lack of menucha. Let me read you over here more from Rabbi Yeruchim. Very interesting. Rabbi Yeruchim writes, this is a beautiful one, in Bereishis Kuf Mem Zayin. On Shabbos, which is all about menucha, what do we say? Menucha, it's Yom Menucha Kedusha. We also say Menuchat Av Nedava, Menuchat Emet Vemuna, Menuchat Shalom Veshalva. What do you see? Menucha is the base of all the things, even Emunah. Menuchas, Emes v'Emunah. Emes comes from Menucha. Emunah, it's all Menucha. That's what Rabbi Yochum says. We don't realize, if someone would ask you, what's the most important trait? So you would say this, that, it weighs for us.
Happy.
Happy, yeah. Menucha, Menucha. It's clear, it's tachli kol, it's unbelievable, Rabbi Yochum. Good stuff.
Okay. Should
we Rabbi Yeruchim, you ready? Menucha tanovat min nochiyut haguf u'mimilu kol tzorko. So menucha that a person thinks is menucha, based on getting what he needs. People think, I'll be relaxed if I have a good couch. I'll be relaxed if I watch TV. I'll be relaxed if I have money. I'll be relaxed if I go on vacation. You know what vacations usually do? I'll teach you about vacations. The most unrelaxing time for a person is when he goes on vacation, usually. Any little thing that goes wrong, it's nice.
You have to always adjust.
I always say that I usually need a vacation after my vacation. I do. Whenever they take me on vacation, I come back, okay, now my vacation began. When a person's busy trying to get what he needs for his menucha, quote unquote menucha, as Rabbi Yeruchim writes, he mekar habilbul. That's where all bilbul comes from.
Bilbul
is
a confusion, right?
Yeah.
Is he trying to say the menucha is in the self?
It's a different. See
presence
that
of mind.
Menucha is a presence of mind. You know, Rav Pam used to say, my Rebbe used to say over, everyone's looking for the city of happiness. City of hat's an expression. They don't know they can only find the state of mind. State. The city of happiness. Never heard that.
Never heard that before.
For me?
Yeah.
City of happiness. State.
Last week.
Last week I said yes. State of mind. Yes. State of mind. State of mind. It's all. Now, how does one achieve that? So Rabbi Yeruchim also writes, Adam hasam leneged ein of tamid rak tachlus achas. A person's focus. One goal. He has one focus. If he's focused, one goal, he will achieve. He will achieve menucha tashleima, the pure. Rabbi Yeruchim. Adam hasam leneged ein of. Someone who puts in front of his eyes. Yeah.
Target.
Target. I know what I need to do.
What, like in a job or in life,
everything spirituality? In Ruchnius.
And Begashmus, the source.
He knows what where he needs to get to.
And how does he know that?
Okay, so let's discuss this. Okay, let's go slowly. Okay. I saw a chiddush from the Alter von Slabodka. Yeah. And I printed it out because I was shocked. He talks about Menuchas Shabbos being the aside of everything. And then he quotes a Gemara, which obviously we didn't print out properly, or my fault. No, it's not here because it's... In other words, the Shmuz begins here. It continues here. And it continues, whatever, on the next page. But the main part, okay. The bottom line is he discusses that you're supposed to sleep with that last page is what I need. It's always that way. The bottom line is he discusses how you're sleeping on Shabbos. Why you sleep on Shabbos? What is that all about? Sleeping on Shabbos? Why should someone? Go learn. Go that way. He brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a Tana that saw his Talmidim Erev Shabbos. They were talking and learning. So he screamed at them, go home and prepare for Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos. And leave alone the learning. Oynik Shabbos. He says, I don't understand. You're not talking about Oynik Shabbos. You're talking about the preparation for the Oynik Shabbos, right? And still, Torah? You push away the Torah for this? Says the Alt Slabot Gemikan Raya. From here's a proof that even though Torah is a tremendous Oynik, it gets pushed off. That's what he says. For the Menucha of Shabbos.
But, like, who cares? It's Oynik. It's Chayuv. It's something you do on Oynik.
He seems to understand that. I mean, the Aratz Sofer is learning that the Menucha of Shabbos takes precedence even over learning type.
How about you still people take a nap on Friday so you can learn on Shabbos?
Right. So Rabbi Avadi says, why? Because
he learned. He
wants to learn the Shabbos.
He never slept on Shabbos.
They say over a story from the Chabina Rav. You know the story of the Chabina Rav? Chabina Rav in his later life didn't sleep on Shabbos. Why? Because like everybody, they go to sleep Shabbos afternoon. A kid knocked on the door to ask a shiloh from the Chabina Rav. Chabina Rav heard someone knocking. It was a big maspid, the Chabina Rav. It was a famous gadol, you know. He wrote, he had the yeshiva Chabin, you know, Koichem Yaakov, he wrote a sefer Koichem Yaakov. So the Chabina Rav came to the door, and he was just from sleep, or he just woke up, so he ran to the door, and the kid started asking him a simple question. So he tells him, I was sleeping, you know, Shabbos afternoon after the meal. So he said, I'm very sorry, Rav. Kid said this. I figured that Shabina Rav doesn't sleep on Shabbos.
Wow.
I didn't expect that Shabina Rav should be sleeping Shabbos afternoon. Ever since then, he never slept Shabbos afternoon.
I'm sorry from a kid.
Yeah, I'm sorry from a kid. It's a famous story. It's a famous story. He said that. When that kid said, he said, you know something? People think I don't sleep. I have to not sleep. They expect. That means that's what they expect of me.
Wow.
It's a great story, no? Okay. Kitzer, let's do some morales. Ready? Morale.
The morale are crazy.
Oh, yes. Good stuff. Morale. The morale says chidush. Yeah. Morale says a chidush. What?
It
says the morale like this. You hear? You know, the Torah was given on Shabbos.
Good.
Why? Says the Maral, because Torah and learning Torah needs the Menucha of Shabbos. Eh? Menucha, Shabbos. Yeah. I believe that we could tie this to Yismach Moshe and Matnas Chalkai. Moshe's Torah. Moshe was given the Torah.
Shabbos
Kodesh. Menucha, it needs it. Okay? Yeah, good. Yismach Moshe Matnas Chalkai. Brisker Rav learns a little differently, but it's good. Okay. There's another piece of Maral which perplexes. We're going to look it up. You're going to look it up. Maral says that Talmid Chachamim have no Menucha in this world. It's Gemara in Samach Dalit in Brachas. Ein la Menucha loy ba'olam hazeh v'loy ba'olam haba. Talmid Chachamim have no rest. They have no rest. Not in this world and not in the next world. I don't know. Whatever. There's no rest in this world, and there's no rest, not even in the next world. You hear?
Samach Dalet.
Samach Dalet in Brachas. Samach Dalet in Brachas. Yeah. Okay, I have to put all my papers together. I should have done this before. Okay, you ready? Okay. So the question is, yeah. There's another Maral. Maral says that they don't have Menucha in this world. Yeah. And therefore, Shabbos needs Torah. Because they don't have Menucha in this world, he says. Yeah. So the Hepech, the opposite of that, is Menucha of Shabbos, and therefore they need it. So I don't say that. It's just I thought you said Talmid Chachamim need Menucha. So how could you come and say that Talmid Chachamim don't have Menucha, and therefore Shabbos is the time to learn? It's a contradiction. Something doesn't work. Something is not working out here. It's a famous steer in the Maral. People ask, like, what's... I saw Reb Zev Hoberman and Zev Yitrov, his safety. He says, honestly, the whole Maral doesn't make sense. He starts off like that, he ends up like this. So he has a very big, interesting chiddush. He wants to say like this. They don't have Menucha. What does that mean, they don't have Menucha? In Torah, they don't have Menucha. But they need Menucha from work. And the Chassam Sofer learns like this. The Chassam Sofer learns that the connection between Shabbos and Torah is because, like we spoke last week, if you have work, you can't rabbata, no Torah. Torah is not rabbata. So when you have this Menucha, right, you have this, right? He brings a very nice chiddush from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says that theoretically, one Shabbos is over, so then you're going back to what Shabbos is not. So what do you... You want that Torah should be with Menucha, but I understand, but the minute Shabbos is over, you're going back.
Sashba on the week.
So see, this is Svarim Sashba on the week. Damne says a little differently. On Shabbos, it became us to work a whole week. It finished. So, once you eat Shabbos, you reach no more work. When Shabbos comes, Motzai Shabbos, you do Abdullah, it comes back. It's Chayz V'Neh, the Heta to go work. But on Shabbos, it's... La'olam, that's it. Menuchas Olam. What's the lashon Menuchas Avin? The Menuchas Olam, right? It says in the words Menucha, that's forever. Shabbos is a forever Menucha. Okay, unfortunately, like, time for learning never ends. The learning groups are now over. That's what Havdalah is. Havdalah is that theoretically Shabbos continues. You're staring at me because I'm not explaining to you properly. You're right. You're right, and I'm wrong. I'm speeding a little bit. Okay, so let me repeat what we're discussing. We're discussing that there's something called Menucha. Yeah. Menucha, for some reason, is the tachlit of the Bria. The tachlit of the entire Bria. How can Menucha be the tachlit of the whole Bria? What does it mean? What a person needs to be relaxed all his life. So, A, if that's what you want to live your life with, you will never be relaxed, just for starters. I want to bust your bubble before you even start. Second of all, the Adam La'amal Yulad, there's a contradiction. So what Menucha are we talking about? And the answer is, obviously, we're talking about a different type of Menucha. Now, the Chassam Soif is learning it. No, it's a technical Menucha. Menucha from work, means learning. That's what that Shabbos learning, right? That's the whole idea of Shabbos and learning. Okay. The Or HaTzafon, the way he's learning, it's an entirely different menucha that we're talking about. We're not talking about menucha, physical relaxing. We're talking about something completely different. Rabbi Yerucham is teaching us what's this menucha, and that is, there's an interesting maral. Okay. Maral explains, Ato echad, v'shimcha echad, omi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy echad, 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 echad. One, 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 right? And then we continue with menucha. Echad and menucha. How does echad and menucha come together? How are we connecting the echad? One, yeah, one to menucha. That's what the maral is busy with. In hagdama to Pirkei Avos. You understand the question? Shabbos, right? Shabbos, Echod, Echod, Klal Hashem, everyone is Echod. Okay, it's a day of rest. How does Echod, he says a tremendous chidush. You know, in order to have opposing, you need a second. Challenge, controversy is when there's a second. When there's only Echod, then it's Menucha. There's nothing going against it. You know, if nothing is going against to bother your day, then you're menucha, right? Yeah, for, huh? Huh? It's a moody comfort. And you know what he says? It's moody. I saw this in Maral. I said, oh, this is the shmooze this week. I gotta go with this. You know what he says? Listen, Hashem bodod yadchenu. Yeah? Hashem, what's the lashon over there? Hashem bodod. You know what bodod means? Alone. Yanchenu made Klal Yisrael. Hashem made Klal Yisrael alone. The Einimoy, right? So it says, what is Yanchenu? Says the Maral here. Go ahead. Thomas is going to read it for us. Zok the Maral. Beautiful. Yeah, Mamish, a beautiful piece of Maral. Classic. I should have set it up before.
We have Maral here.
I know. But one second. Give me a minute. We'll show you the Maral. Yeah. I should have set it up before. Okay, this is right over here. Come here, look at this. Here. Ki adavar shehu echad.
And connect the davar minnagid.
Misnagid, right? When you have two, a husband and wife, then you can have misnagdut. Otherwise, right? Go ahead, yeah.
Sharehu echad.
Sharehu echad.
Shezeu shamar besifri. Hashem badad yanchem. Atid adi.
Hashem is going to make Klal Yisrael one, and what is therefore what's going to happen when Hashem makes Klal Yisrael one?
Yeah.
Why? Because when there's only one and there's no hitnagdut. Okay. You know why a person doesn't have menucha? Rabbi Rucham is saying it. Your neshama is wanting one thing, and you're being misnagged with the whole world around you. The world around you makes a lack of menucha. You understand? Because you want to sit and learn, yeah, but you have to do this. That creates frustration of lack of menucha. Yisnagdut. Yeah. This is Tachlit Kol HaBriya. The Tachlit of the Briya is, and the way I say it, I love to say it this way. A person needs peace from the world, but you're not going to have peace in this world. You understand the difference? A Talmud Chacham ein lo menucha b'olam hazeh. Why? Because he needs to keep on trying to get more and more and more. But from the world, from the outside world, that you have, and that Shabbos. Shabbos cuts you off from the whole world. Shabbos cuts you off from the entire world. Now let me show you a beautiful story from Rabbi Yerucham. You ready? In Kelim they had a custom that any male that came on a day, Tuesday for example, they don't open it till you wait till Wednesday to open it.
Where?
In Kelim. That was a custom in Kelim. A letter came on Monday, wait till Tuesday to open
it. Because I was working on
themselves. Work on themselves. Patience. Yeah. Patience.
That's
patience. So they say over a story from Rabbi Yeruchim, which is classic, mamish classic. Yeah, Rabbi Yeruchim got a letter, and he was in the middle of a shidduch. So his friend tells him, "Open it," because he knew they was anxious. That's the word, anxious. I couldn't get the right word the whole time. I'm very tired now, by the way. And I have to figure out how to say the chumash a little bit earlier. I'm a little bit tired. Anxious, you hear? So, but the custom in Kelim was not to open it. He says, "Open it! Don't be silly. Open it." So Rabbi Yeruchim had a dilemma. Why? On one hand, he has to be menucha, nachat, patient, not to open the letter. On the other hand, he has to be patient with his friend. It says, himlachtes chavercha benachat. You got to be patient with your friend. So what do I do? My friend, you know what he told him? Since it's so important for you to see what's in this letter, so why don't you open it? So a letter to Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim said, I see that you want so much, you're so anxious, so you open it. Like this, he said, I'm mekayim, menucha, the Kalim Menucha, and the Menucha, how I treat my friend with patience. You like the story? It's a great story. It's classic! Okay, Rabbi, so you notice when we have cell phone, every second another text comes in, and you don't even...
Yeah, why don't we jump like that?
It's because we're anxious. Deep down, we're not serene. We're not calm. Same thing to the girl. It's exactly what it is. It's we're jumping on the next thing. I mean, before we even, I want you to read the way I wrote it over here. Nissan, come, read it over for them. I wrote it over in such a classic way. Yeah. Okay, come here. Read it over. Read it over. Read it over. Here we go. Today, go ahead.
Today, when we live in the world of texts, emails, we open the messages. Every second, before we even have a chance to finish one,
we're jumping to the next. Bing, 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 bong, bong, next, yeah.
All this, in my humble opinion, leads to lack of menucha and yeshuva das.
Yeshuva das.
Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea to take a pause, slow down,
airplane mode.
Enough time to catch a breath, focus, concentrate, and collect our thoughts. Yeshuva das.
Yeshuva das. Yeah. You see that it's clear kolamai. A person that doesn't have yeshiva das, it's like a chair. You can't. There's not much you could do. Eh? In order to do and grow and think and learn, you gotta have. There's gotta be somebody home. Without yeshiva das, there's nobody home. Well, what's wrong?
I'm good.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, you could talk to a guy who's mevul baal. He's a. You could talk to him, and he's. He can't. He has no.
What do you say?
What? There you go. Okay. No, I'm talking to them. I'm talking to the wall here. Go ahead. Yeah. Tell you a great story, okay? And then we'll daf mincha. All right? I wrote it up for you. The writing is a little bit better than the saying for some reason. Okay? And I wrote it more simple. I'm very tired, yeah. I can't talk so much. I'm talking from 8 o'clock. I can't. It's a crazy amount of talking. All right. Listen, I try my best. Okay, the bottom line here. There was once a guy who went on a shidduch, yeah. But he knew nothing. So he went to the rav of the community, and he tells the rav, you know, the father-in-law is a little bit talmid chacham. He's going to give me a test. He's gonna, before, you know, when you take out a girl, the father-in-law in the yeshiva world asks you a question. And most of them don't know what they're talking about. They're just trying to make believe they know something. But, no, seriously. I once went out with somebody, yeah, and the father was, quote-unquote, a big Rosh Yeshiva. I came there. I didn't know that the date was supposed to happen. So it happened very quickly. So I didn't have time to really prepare a whole thing. So I figured, you know what, I'm okay that I could just go. I could swing it, yeah. So I came there, yeah. And he starts asking me on the Gemara. So I started telling him over. Simple, you know, from Rashi and Tosfos. He goes, wow, that's very nice. Oh, I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it. What are you talking about?
They're trying to make
him
feel good.
Huh?
They're trying to make
him
feel good.
Yeah, okay. I try to make him feel good too. Anyways, the bottom line is, so the guy goes to the Rav and he tells the Rav he's going to start testing me and I'm not going to know anything. So what do I do? He says, let me give you a good piece of advice. Whatever he tells you, you say to him, Lama Nafkamina. L'may nafkamina.
Wow,
L'may nafkamina, yeah. Oh, no, actually, he said a little bit different. The Ma'ariv means a different story. My father told me this one. Ef shefakert. Ef shefakert means maybe the opposite. Maybe you could say the opposite. So the guy says over the Gemara, the father-in-law, he says the Gemara here, and the Rashi, and so the guy has no idea what the father-in-law is talking about, right? Ef shefakert, maybe the opposite. Ooh, you mean Ricky Vegas question? Wow. So he says, Roki Vega's question already, the Pnei Yeshua answers, and he's going on for... The guy has no idea what's flying. He goes, when Efshe Fakert, oh my God, you mean Rabbi Bears Kasha Roki Vega? Oh my God, wow. Yeah. The father-in-law, after an hour...
What does that mean for Kert?
This is it. Maybe it makes it the opposite. Efshe Fakert. The father-in-law... That's it. This is my future son. That's it. He walks into the door. You hear? He walks into the door. And he didn't even want it to leave. He was afraid he was going to lose the guy. So he tells the son-in-law, the future's idiot son-in-law, Kasha alai pirdatchem, which means it's a gemara. Hashem says by Shmini Atzeres, it's hard for me to let you go. Right? The retard didn't know what it meant, right? So he goes, Unefsha fakert. He goes, what? Maybe the apple, what are you talking about? He goes, oh my gosh, guy's a retard. So my father told me once a story which is very much like this, and that is, my father says it all the time. Yeah. You like it, huh? You like it! They say, oh, a very cute story. That there was once a person that was going to a Talmud Chacham's house. Yeah. And the Talmud Chacham was known that by the table he says a lot of Divrei Torah. Yeah. The guy knew nothing. He didn't know what to do. So he went again to the rabbi and he says, Rabbi, I'm going to be embarrassed. He says, whatever the guy to say, Lamai Nafkamina. Lamai Nafkamina means what's the practical difference in, you know, practically. So the Rav said over a chidush, this he says, Lamai nafkan mina. What's the difference? So he says it went case on Shabbos. And everything that the guy said, he was giving him practical implications. One time the rabbi said something and he says, Lamai nafkan mina. He says, what? He said a statement. What about Lamai? So he goes, Lamai nafkan mina. He says, Rabbi, you don't understand. Lamai nafkan mina, if you talk to me, well, you talk to the wall. It's the same thing. Lamai nafkamina. What's the nafkamina if you talk to me or you talk to the chair? It's the same thing. When a guy's in confusion, he's in lamai nafkamina mode. Okay? You could talk to the chair and have more out of it because there's nobody home. Yishuv HaDaat is that a person is in control. You're able to talk to him. He's not confused. And this is the Klil Hamalot, because it's the beginning of all other Malot. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay, Nissan, let me...